let us settle ourselves down this morning and acknowledge your presence, as it has already been stated. Let us focus on things above and not everything that's going on around us. Let us have ears to hear and hearts to receive. Let us all expect to be changed, expect to hear from you, because it's only your word that will transform. Your word tells us that heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will stand forever. So we pray that for those going to work, for those getting ready, for those that are resting, for those that are sitting up, for those that are sipping coffee, for those that are turning over in their bed, for those that are walking, that you will speak. Speak, Holy Spirit, as only you can. Show up and show out for your glory. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Psalm 23, 1 through 6. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Verse 3a, he restored my soul.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, I'm going to talk about soul care in a message. Soul care in a message. I'm talking about soul care in a message, but the topic is soul care. Is there anybody listening this morning whose mind is in a state of complexity? Is there anyone that finds life challenging?
Mm-hmm.
Are you trying to figure COVID-19 and the election out? We are living in times where we cannot even find adequate words to describe, Renee, the state of our nation and the White House scene. We cannot even find words to describe how we are devastated with the state of our economy. Everything is different. Healthcare is different. Hospitals are different. Church is different.
Uh-huh.
People are different. Schools, and for those of us that like shopping is different. It's not the same shopping with the mask on. Everything is different. There used to be the saying, don't leave home without it, when referring to your American Express card. But now it is, don't leave home without your mask. Now it is, don't leave home without your gloves. You may need them. And definitely do not leave home without your telephone. You may need to make an emergency call. My, how times have changed. When we think about the good old days, we remember fall revival. We remember when our churches were full and now they are empty. We remember school buses picking up our children and now they are homeschooled. What was is no longer, and what was will never be again. Let me say that again. What was is no longer, and what was will never be again. And somebody needs to come to the full realization of that fact this morning. We are living in perilous times. There is no way to sugarcoat it, and there is definitely no way for you and I to fix it. As the world turns, it's no longer just a daytime television soap opera. As the world turns, it's our reality. Truly what the world needs now is love, sweet love. In addition to what the world needs now is hope. And in addition to love and hope, what the world needs now is some soul care, which is full of hope and love. You need to be nurtured and hugged and appreciated. You need to be affirmed and cared for. You need to know that you are still special. You need to know that you really matter and that you still make a difference. In the midst of all that is going on, you need to pause and take a stilla moment. You need to pause and to be still and to know that He is God. You still need to remind yourself, and I still need to remind myself, that God is still on the throne.
Amen.
Regardless of the challenges you and I are experiencing in the pandemic and the presidential election, God is still on the throne, and prayer still changes things. But most of all, prayer changes you, and prayer changes I. My sisters and my brothers, you and I need some soul care. Here in Psalm 23, we find the psalmist acknowledging the lordship, kingship, leadership, and sovereignty of his shepherd. In verse 1, the psalmist makes a spiritual calculation and assesses the fact that when he acknowledges the Lord as shepherd, he comes to understand that his wants and needs are met. Having the Lord as shepherd brings him contentment. He says, the Lord makes him lie down in green pastures. The Lord leads him beside still waters. It is the Lord who brings him to the pastures of tranquility. It is the Lord who walks with him and talks with him. It is the Lord who tells him that he is his own. It is the Lord who strolls with him by the awesome scenery of blue, still waters. It is out of this setting that the psalmist David declares that his soul is restored. In modern English, restore means to bring something back to its original state. And that is good news this morning. God wants you to know that no matter how much chaos there is in the world, He will restore. No matter how many layoffs there are on the job, He will restore. No matter how much confusion there may be in families, He will restore. No matter what the doctor's report is, Camille, He will restore. No matter how many times you want to give up, He will restore. My sisters and my brothers, He is here to restore you this very minute. He is here because He cares about every facet of your life. He cares about every facet of your very being. He is concerned about all of you. He is concerned about your mind. He is concerned about your will, and He is concerned about your emotions. He is concerned about your health and your finances. He is concerned about your relationship. He is concerned about your spiritual journey. There is not a part about you that God is not concerned about, because when He restores you, He restores every aspect of your life. I don't know about you, but I am glad about that. I get happy when I think about how the Lord, my shepherd, restores me. However, Amen. In order to put and keep yourself in a receptive position of restoration, you must first acknowledge that you need some help. Does anybody under the sound of my voice this morning need some help? Can anybody stand some restoration? Yes, it is good to be restored, but it is better to have your soul restored. Somebody needs to say soul restored. We have looked at restore in modern English. We have looked at restore in modern English. But now let us turn our attention to the Hebrew meaning of restore. In this passage, the Hebrew word for restore is from the word nephesh, N-E-P-H-E-S-H, which means myself, soul, person, life. It also means repentance, to turn back to Him. So when the Lord restores your soul, He brings all of you back to him. He causes you to repent to him. He wants you to forgive. He wants to forgive you of any wrongdoing in the past. He wants you to start fresh with him each and every day. Every day is a day of restoration. Every day is another opportunity to get it right. Every day is a good time to come back to your first love. Even now, God is coming after you, and God is bringing you back to himself. Let me say that again. Even now, God is coming after you in the spirit realm, and even now, God is bringing you back to himself. The phrase in the 23rd Psalm that immediately follows, "He restores my soul," says, "He leads me in the path of righteousness." In other words, if you have wandered away, God is calling your soul back to the path of righteousness. Which brings us to the question, how can you position yourself to receive soul care? First of all, in order to receive soul care, you must position yourself as a sheep. You must position yourself as a sheep. Even now, see yourself as a sheep that needs to be cared for. See yourself as a sheep that needs to be carried. See yourself on the shoulders of the great shepherd. A shepherd understands that his mere survival, a sheep understands that his mere survival is dependent upon the shepherd. The sheep is cognizant of his helpless and inferior state of existence. The sheep realizes there is a power greater than him. The sheep realizes he needs some soul care. So as we are in the midst of a pandemic, I encourage you to position yourself to be nurtured and cared for. Pull away from the busyness of life and come back to your first love. Be still and know that he is God. Be quick to listen and slow to speak. Be quick to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not upon your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your righteous path. He is the one who will lead you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Secondly, in order to receive soul care, you must position the Lord as your shepherd. The psalmist says, "Because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." In other words, there is no need to fear, and there is no need to worry. Because the Lord is large and in charge. He is the large Lord. Regardless of what is going on in the White House, God is still on the throne. Regardless of white supremacy, Proud Boys, racism, classism, and sexism, God is still in control. He is the large Lord who is in charge. Regardless of who the president will be or not be, he is still all sovereign. He is the large Lord who is in charge. So intercessors, prayer warriors, pastors, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, your call is to heed his call. When he calls, you must answer. If you want to see the manifestation of the healing of our land, you must obey. Did he not tell us in 2 Chronicles 7:14, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways," God says he will hear from heaven, forgive our sins, and heal our land. But before we receive the healing of this old land, we need to, first of all, humble ourselves. Secondly, we need to pray. Thirdly, we need to seek his face. And lastly, we need to repent for him to restore our souls. This is not a complicated formula, but we all must admit it is easier said than done. In order to receive soul care, you must position yourself as a sheep. In order to receive soul care, you must intentionally position him in your heart and mind as your shepherd. And lastly, In order to receive soul care, you must position yourself for blessing. In my most recent book, Soul Care in African American Practice, I talk about the journey of people of color who were stripped from the rich soil of Africa and transported to North America. I share the horrific story of their travel to America. I share how they were packed like sardines on a slave ship. I then share how they landed on plantations. It is here that our ancestors, our great-great-grandparents, were severely penalized through lynchings and hangings. If they were caught trying to serve God on their own, they were punished. If they tried to establish any kind of independence, they paid the consequences. In addition, I share the spiritual journey of powerful and dynamic leaders like Dr. Frederick Douglass, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Dr. Rosa Parks, Dr. Coretta Scott King, Dr. Howard Thurman, and current day Dr. Renita Weems. That is just to name a few. It is men and women like them who learn to nurture their souls as well as others in the midst of adversity, trials, and suffering. Our ancestors have paved the way. They positioned themselves to receive the blessings of Almighty God, regardless of their opposition, obstacles, and circumstances. Likewise, you and I must get in position to receive our blessings. I encourage you today to position yourself by studying the Word of God. Position yourself by praying to God. Position yourself by obeying God. Position yourself by caring for yourself and one another. Position yourself and repent. Position yourself to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things you desire shall be added unto you. Position yourself by counting it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work. Position yourself by knowing that weeping may endure for a night, but joy sure enough comes in the morning. Position yourself by keeping hope alive. Position yourself by standing on the word of the psalmist. Position yourself for a supernatural blessing. Position yourself for praises to go up. Position yourself for blessings to come down. Position yourself for praises to go up this day. Position yourself to worship him, to adore him, to magnify him, to lift up his holy name, for he is worthy to be praised from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. And position yourself to truly say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh you to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth you beside the still waters. He restoreth your soul. He leads you in the path of righteousness for his namesake. And even though you may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil. I decree and declare that you will fear no evil, because God is with you. His rod and his staff, they comfort you. He prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies. And right now, hallelujah, he's anointing your head with oil, and position yourself to expect for your cup to run over, because surely goodness, for surely mercy will follow you all the days of your life. And surely, my sisters and my brothers, you and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This old earth will pass away, but the word of God will stand forever, for we will dwell in his house forever. He restoreth my soul. He restoreth your soul. This is soul care.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Father God.
Mm.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father God. Glory, 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 God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, prayer changes us, God. God, be conformed to this world. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. We give you praise, God. We give you praise, Father God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for the refreshing.
This is a refreshing this morning, not just a refreshing, but the restoration of God is here.
Yeah.
And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Dr. Peacock, because this was needed. This was needed. And I know you all heard her mention her book, Soul Care. Dr. Peacock, before you hang up, I admonish you to let everyone know how they can purchase that book, because just based on the history you just poured into us, we need to read it for ourselves and study it for ourselves. I think it'll be a Bible to Love Ministries. We have been gathering for prayer since, if I'm not mistaken, 6:15 into April, May. We started out fasting, and God allowed us to understand through the process of fasting that we must continue. So we have been meeting every Tuesday and Thursday at 6:15 during the COVID just to hear from him. And we know that the care of the soul is one, the only important gift that we can actually give. So that's the thing when we go back to be with him that will leave us and go back. And so I am just excited in the Lord right now. I can't really find words because that was a refreshing. And as we've been refreshed and we're being restored, I'm just honored right now just to be able to hear this and be a part of it, part of this. And I know that you put on Facebook when you come together to teach and to instruct on soul care, and I'm going to make it my business to be there because this is needed. This is needed. And one of the things we do, we always open up for questions, concerns, prayer requests at this time, questions, if anyone wants to ask you anything, and, you know, just allow us that opportunity because this is needed. Again, this is needed. That refreshing was, oh, my God, it was refreshing for me. And so questions, concerns, love has. Questions or concerns.
Amen.
Let's talk about
I don't have a question or concern, but I do want to say praise God for that word. And it was definitely refreshing as I drove to work. And the image that sticks in my mind is me being asleep on my father's shoulder. When you said that, Reverend Peacock, literally the weight of every burden I was carrying just fell on him. So I thank you for that word.
Amen.
It's amazing when you don't know you need that.
Amen. Amen. He is carrying you. Mm.
And Dr. Peacock, this is Renee. I agree with my sister. I'm visual. And I saw myself just curling up into my shepherd's arms and allowing him to carry me. And also the word pause, I know we talked about that, I think it was yesterday, I can't remember, but that stuck out with me. You know, the scripture, of course, be still and know that I am God. But just to use that word, pause, it brings it and it gives it a fuller meaning for me. And so I'm going to hold on to pause and just allow myself to be scooped up into the arms of my shepherd and allow him to carry me, because oftentimes, you know, as we get so busy and we are carrying others and we're just flitting around doing so many things, but allowing him to carry me, and while I'm being carried, to rest in his arms. He can carry me, but if I'm fitful, I'm not resting in his arms. So thank you for that. I God bless you for that.
Amen. God bless you, Minister Carter. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
I would like to thank you for that word this morning. I've always said my happy place is sunshine and blue waters. Now I know why. I never put it together, but that's always been my happy place. Somewhere just, I don't have to be around nobody, just there. And now I know why. And I thank you for that.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is Jackson. I do appreciate the word of God. Thank you so much. I'm muted because I'm getting ready for work, but thank you so much for as many times I've heard Psalm 23. Today was a made an impact. Thank you so much, Dr. Peacock.
God bless you. God bless you.
Mm-hmm. And I thank God for that word this morning also. The thing that I was most comforted by is that he's always there for us. Our God is not judgmental. We judge ourselves, oh, I didn't do this today, or I forgot this, or I moved away. And the way that you described him just waiting on us to restore us, to put us right back on the correct path, I praise God for that much-needed word today. And I'm just, my soul is rejoicing this morning, and I'm so glad I tuned in.
Bless you, Lisa. God bless you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Reverend Peacock, this is Frances Marshall. I just wanted to just thank you because God is so good. The Spirit is working. I woke up this morning at 4:47, and the thing that came on my mind, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And I went back to sleep, and I woke up again. But I'm telling you, I'm kind of speechless because I'm like, wow, I said, Lord, thank you. Because when you need comfort, and just like the young lady said earlier about, I can feel God just carrying me through. And when you walk through the valley of shadow of death, we will fear no evil. Because there's a lot of things going on. But I'm going to tell you right now, I don't fear. I have no fear because I give it back to God. And last night in our Bible study, we were talking about Moses, of where the plagues, of where Pharaoh refused. Well, at one point, he even said that he sinned and he wanted God to, relieve them of the thunder and the hail. But he was lying. But it also that when that hail came, it didn't touch the people, the Israelites in Goshen. And that some of his people even saw that, oh, it didn't happen there. And they changed their minds because they saw how mighty God was. And so it's just reminded what's going on now. Trust in God. Trust him. He's delivering. That's what I am so confident in. We're in the position of being delivered from all of this. And your word just reminded me again to stand still, be quiet, and wait on the Lord and watch him as he delivers us. Thank you again for that word. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Francis.
Rosetta, you want to share?
Good morning. This is Gardenia Johnson. Good morning. Thank you, Dr. Peacock, for the word. You know, I'm just reminded of how that God has so many beautiful gifts that avail themselves to be used. And like someone said earlier, we all have heard Psalm 23. We can quote it over and over and over again. Yet it's a blessing how that God can gift someone or various one to come from such different angles. And he said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. And obviously, God, he knew what all of us on this phone, on this ring, wanted and needed. And Dr. Peacock, you delivered exactly what we wanted on this morning. Yes. So God bless you. May you have a prosperous day. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless you.
Mm-hmm. 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 Good morning, Dr. Peacock. This is Rosanna Ellis. I just thank God for you and for the word. I thank God especially for Tuesday and Thursday morning prayer. And I don't know, this morning, real short and sweet for me, in spite of how things are, that is not the way things remain. And I think today this your word reminded me that, and we have to constantly be reminded that in spite of what we are going through or experiencing, we just have to be reminded that we have to stand still, stand on God's word, and affirm that he is still in charge. That even though it looks one way, that is not the way it is going to remain. But God still is in charge, no matter how it looks. At the end of the day, it is all going to work out for our good. And if we can just be patient, if we can just stand still, if we can just stand on his word, then God will give us that peace that we need to go through what he has assigned us to do. So I just thank God for you. I thank God for Prophetess. I pray for the both of you for your strength and for your that God will continue to keep you encouraged and to keep you safe. And I hope you have a blessed day today and be safe.
Amen. Thank you, Roseanne.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm. God is good. Mm. Thank you, Father.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm. He's faithful. Mm-hmm. Morning by morning.
The, the glory cloud is among us, everyone. Dr. Peacock, this is Prophetess Marilyn. I have no words. I think for me, and he just basking. I mean, just basking in the glory, because I just think about the still waters. The still waters is the place that I love to drink from. It keeps me my heart excited, but also keeps my mind regulated, because I'm always waiting for the next thing he needs for me to do. Because we know that sometimes our soul can get restless as we pour out. And the analogy of the shepherd, we have been talking about him for the last couple of weeks, how he, he'll take his staff, and if we stray away, he lightly taps us on our bottom to draw us back. And I think that is just,
it just
every time he taps us, you know, we come back, because that's a love like no other. And Tuesday, you know, as God would have me to lead, I talked about when Jesus gave up the ghost and how the tear fell from heaven. And I talked about sacrifice. Do we really know sacrifice? Because when you think about that tear falling from heaven, how it shook the whole earth, that love, it's a love that we hear the word agape. But I just, within my mind's eye, I don't know that love. And I my desire is to know it, because just knowing that he is our shepherd, knowing that he is our king, is just wow. All I can say is wow. I just think about those still waters, It quenches every thirst that we have. And I thank you. I honor you, and I thank you this morning.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. Thank you for having me. And just so delighted to be here. And I'm thinking about the word self-care, and self-care is such a big language now. But let us not confuse self-care with soul care. You can have self-care without soul care. You can get your hair done, your nails done, the best massage, travel, eat the best food, and do all kinds of things for self. But so you can have self-care without soul care, but you can't have soul care without self-care, because within soul care is self-care. So as you all, so many of you picked up on the imagery of the message, the still waters and the shepherd carrying you. And so what I'm hearing is God is making his word is his word has always been personable and personal. But that's mm-hmm. where he wants us. He wants us drawn so close until we get what we need for that moment, for that second, for that day. And out of that overflow, out of that overflow of our cups running over, we will have enough to bless others. And so I'm finding, and I know there are many leaders on this call, I'm finding that people really need to know that they are loved and appreciated. People need to know, Marilyn, how to pray again, because people mm-hmm. are driving out. And we assume that people know that when they pray that they are to worship God and to adore God. But most people think about prayer as just making petitions and making requests. But there's so much more to prayer. And so, and it's prayer that's going to heal our land. And so in the midst of our teachings, we must be mindful to consistently implement a process of praying, the importance of, and some of you have heard this before, but some of you haven't. I share about how I used to wake up every morning praising God. Praise you, God. I love you. I adore you. I magnify you. I lift you up. You are worthy, God. I worship you. And one morning, God stopped me in my tracks, my sisters and brothers, if there are any men on the line. And he said, Barbara, you spent a lot of time telling me how much you love me, but how much time do you spend listening to me tell you how much I love you?
Right.
And so in order for that cup to run over, it has to be filled with the love of God. So because God is love, he's the very essence of love, then he's the one that gives us love. And it's out of this love that we can take into the world. So we receive love from him because he is love. And then we give love back to him that he gave us. And out of that love, we can share it, and our cup runs over into the world. And the other thing is in this passage, it says he restores my soul. But in order to be led into the paths of righteousness, first the soul had to be restored.
Hallelujah.
And so that that loving relationship is part of that restoration. But he's saying, come back. He's constantly drawing us back to him. He keeps it. So, because no matter how close you get to God, he's a jealous God. No matter how close you get to him, he wants you even closer.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Glory. Glory, 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 glory.
So going back to receiving the love of God, I received the love of God in my, I love the act for adoration, confession, thanksgiving. I receive the love of God. I pour back the love of God. And I do that, then I make my confessions, then I make my thanksgivings, then I make my supplications. And that's a process, adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. And so we miss so much. Confession is important, and thanksgiving is, so we miss so much when we just go before the Lord and make petitions. And so, therefore, we give out, and our cup becomes empty, not running over. And God didn't create us to have empty cups. He created us to have running over cups, pressed down, shaken together, and running over.
Well. Woo! Jesus.
Lord God, thank you.
And so as the salt of the earth, as the light of the world, let's authentically be that.
Yeah.
Let it begin with you. And so with all this craziness going on, you can stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You can operate in love. You can be at peace. God will make your enemies your footstool, because he says he's going to prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. So you will have enemies. But it's out of the adversity that you grow. And in my book, I talk about when Howard Thurman talks about suffering. He said, there is no freedom without suffering. So many of us want to skip suffering. But the resurrection didn't come until after the suffering.
Woo!
Come on now. Teach this morning.
Amen. Amen.
Teach this morning. Yes, God. Mm-mm. Wow.
The resurrection.
Wow, moment.
So, Dr. P, how would they order your book?
Yes, to order my book, and I encourage you all to order it. I think it's a great book. It's a classic. I'm trying to think what her position was. I don't know if it was marketing and publicity, but she says it's evergreen, which means it won't go out of season. It'll always be good. So I thank God for that. It was a gift that God gave to me for his people. The book is entitled Soul Care in African-American Practice. Soul Care in African American Practice. So if somebody's is driving or you don't have utensils or you can't type anything in, just remember Soul Care Barbara Peacock and it'll come up. You can order it on Amazon, InterVarsity Press, Goodreads, Walmart, but Soul Care in African American Practice. And thank you for your support. And if anybody would like to do a Bible study, I encourage you to do that. And also know, Prophetess, that I'm coming out with a workbook that will be a companion to this as well.
Good deal. Good deal. I'm ordering mine today. I haven't done so yet, but I've ordered mine today.
And make them gifts for Christmas.
Yes.
Amen.
Just know
Amen.
Everything that you said. Everything you said, I've written down. I mean, I just think it's imperative. I do it every Tuesday, Thursday, because I don't want to miss anything. So thank you again. I wrote down where they could purchase the book, everything. So we have it. And I'll send it out through text. I normally send everything out through text after the call. So thank you.
Yes, and Marilyn, in the beginning of the book, I have a lot of writings on prayer. I have the Acts prayer, and I also have the prayer wheel, praying for an hour with the prayer wheel. I thank God that you have taken that mantle and just continue to labor and know that your labor is not in vain. And when I woke up this morning, I was like, I used to wake up every morning and be at prayer at 6 o'clock. You all know that.
Yes.
I was at prayer. And I had to drive from Wax. I would drive 45 minutes to get to prayer at 6 o'clock and did not like anybody to be late. Amen. And I was like, God, what was
Amen.
Going on? He said you were in love. That's crazy love. You don't even think about it. You just get up and do it. That's love. Yeah, so you all be encouraged, and I'm excited about what your ministry is doing. Praise God.
Mm-hmm. Any prayer requests?
On this Saturday, Marilyn, this Saturday, the 10th at 10 o'clock, I have a short Zoom call where we do a practice on the book. I don't know. I think you may be in that group, but if you don't have that, I can send you that information. Yeah, send them that information if they want to join in. And,
okay.
And there's no problem
sure
with that.
Will.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I want everyone to know, Michelle, my sister just sent me the link for the book. So I'll send it to everyone. She saved us a couple steps. I sent it out to everyone so you can order it today. Yeah, I think the suggestion of a Bible study is awesome, Dr. P, and I'm sure we will do that because I think this is definitely needed. Prayer requests, I write them down. And Rosanna, I pray that you would pray us out if you don't mind, but prayer requests.
Continue to pray for my mother, Betty Lucky, and I just want to say she's doing a lot better. So just continue that she will continue to get stronger.
Okay, Mama. Okay. Anyone else? Well, my prayer request is we continue to pray for BLP Ministries, because Dr. P is giving out a lot, and we want her cup to continually overflow. So that's my prayer request this morning for her ministry, that it continues to grow and it continues to do the things that God has anointed her to do. Any other prayer requests? Okay. So, Rosanna, could you pray us out, darling?
Okay. If our hearts and minds are on one accord, we're going to come to the throne of grace, Father God. We just come to you with our spirits just overflowing, just thanking you, Father God, for this day. Thanking you, Father God, that you woke us up this morning. You kept us through the night. You kept us safe. You kept our family safe. Mm-hmm. And, Father God, as we begin our day this day, Father God, let us keep on our minds what the woman of God has shared with us this morning. Remind us, Lord, that we are loved. Remind us, Lord, that you are our shepherd, that, Father God, there is no need or want that we have that you cannot fulfill and supply. Father God, constantly and continue to remind us of that soul care, because, Father God, we get so tied up in our day-to-day living and activities that we put so much on the outside that, Father God, we have to be reminded sometime that we have to fulfill the inside so that, Father God, we are shepherds to our brothers and our sisters. We thank you, Father God, for wisdom. We thank you for knowledge. We thank you, Father God, for Tuesday and Thursday morning prayer. Thank you, Father God, for our prophetess. Thank you, Father God, for women of God such as Dr. Peacock who bring the word of God to us. We pray their strength in you. We pray that you build a fence around them, keep them safe. Father God, keep them encouraged. Keep their bodies strong, Father God. We pray, Father God, for everyone that is on this call this morning and for all that they represent, their children, their families, their mothers, their fathers, even themselves, Father God, where we are weak. We pray that you will strengthen us. We pray, Father God, for wisdom. Father God, for those of us that are trying to figure out which way to go, we pray that you would give us a sense of direction, that you allow us, Father God, to just look up and just hold on, because, God, morning is coming. Allow us not to be fixated on what is going on around us, the presidential election, what is going on in our families, what is going on in our jobs, what is going on in our friendships, our relationships, our marriages. Yes. Father God, allow us just to hold on to your ever-changing hand and know that we are loved. Father God, you died. You rose again for the remission of our sins. You paid the price. Father God, strengthen our eyesight, strengthen our hearing. Father God, allow us to walk by faith and not by sight. And so as we go throughout this day, Father God, encourage our hearts, our spirits, renew in us, Father God, a clean heart, a forgiving heart, Father God, so that we might be shepherds to our brothers and our sisters. Father God, as we read that book that Dr. Peacock has wrote, thank you, Father God, encourage our soul care. Father God, each day remind us what we need to do to prepare us to come to you as we should. Father God, our petitions to you. Father God, our prayers to you. We call it done this morning, Father God. Whatever we're experiencing, whatever we're praying for, we declare and decree that it is so, that your will be done. And Father God, allow us to accept your will, not our will, but your will. Father God, it is in the name of Jesus Christ I pray this prayer. I thank you for this day. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rosanna.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
God.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. P. And we love you from Love Ministry.
Yes.
And we're going to have you back. We're definitely going to have you back. Thank you. Take care. Everybody have a blessed day. And know that you're
safe, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.